Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. And he is a professor of organizational behavior at Boston University. He's the author of a number of books and a filmmaker of a film called Spin the Plate. SpinThePlate.com, is that right, Tom?
It is.
And go there and find out more about that, so check that out. When's it coming out, Tom?
So we're doing film festivals. We're submitting to film festivals right now. And so we're going to have our national release probably sometime in the summer.
All right.
But hopefully people will be able to see it at a film festival all around the country at some point between now and, let's say, the summer.
Check that out. So we're talking about decision-making steps and decision-making types. What's the first type?
So the first type is the judging type. These are the people who, you know, they get up at 10 of 7, they'll get out of bed at 7, they'll have breakfast at 7:30, and it's going to be, you know, Pop-Tarts and orange juice because it's Monday. And they'll have lunch at 12 and because it's lunchtime. If you ask them if they're hungry, look at their watch, and they'll say, oh, 11:45? No, I'm not hungry. Then when are you going to get hungry? Well, I'll get hungry at 12 because it's lunchtime. They'll have day planners. They'll have everything all scheduled about everything they want to do. The perceiving type, they'll get up whenever. They're the people that have lunch at 4 in the afternoon. They'll put little post-it notes on their computer saying, you know, meeting at 4. Judging types, especially you can see judging type salespeople, they'll get to the meet of the area where the meeting is maybe 15, 20 minutes before so they can just walk in.
Right.
Perceiving types will sit there and say, oh, my gosh, it's 4 o'clock, the meeting has started, I've got to get going. Because to those folks, deadlines are more signals to start a project than to finish it. they're the people who cram.
I'm the kind of person who has nightmares about not being prepared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too.
If we have a meeting, I'm going to show up so early that I think maybe I've gone to the wrong place. So what does that mean?
Yeah,
Does that make me a judger?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
off the charts, right?
You will probably, if you have to have something done on, let's say, Friday, you're going to have it ready by Tuesday or
Wednesday. I will tell you, I don't fight the deadlines that much. I don't sweat them all that much. I mean, I'm also a little bit of a procrastinator, but not to my own detriment. You know, I just, but I sort of keep things in order, make sure the deadlines are stacked up right. But it is interesting how people behave. So what should we take away from these two types of decision makers?
Yeah, so there's no good or bad. I mean, both have got their pluses and minuses. The judging types are going to make a lot of decisions, but sometimes you're going to make some of them without perfect information, and it's not going to be the optimal decision. But the other folks are going, the perceiving types are going to be much more careful decision makers, but they're also going to miss opportunities because they don't make decisions quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no good or bad, but especially in sales, you know, find out what your customer is. You know, if they're a judging type, they say, we're going to decide by Friday. They're going to decide by Friday. Some people, you know, will sit there and, you know, the sales manager said, when this person is going to close, they're going to be a perceiving type. They're not going to have any self-imposed deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is you have to find out what do they need? Do they need more information?
Right.
Do they need to look at more
possibilities? This is where the salesperson has to close them. And that doesn't mean close them for the sale, but close them for what they want and what motivates
exactly.
them. But one big thing about all these decision makers, that regardless of which one of these you are, if you're a business owner, you will not be successful if you aren't prepared to make a decision without perfect information.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to live by the creed that every decision will teach me something, even if it turns out not to be the best decision. I'll learn from every decision.
Yeah, it's called making a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called making a satisfactory decision versus an optimal decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're never going to have perfect information,
right.
which is really the key takeaway.
And the idea is that I will gain something from this decision, even if it's not exactly what I want, but I'm going to make the decision in such a way that it won't cost me too much if it is wrong. That's sort of the thinking of most small business owners, I think, Tom. What do you think?
I think it is. And then as a small business owner, you have to understand that your suppliers, your customers, the people you work with, all those people are going to have these decision-making traits. And, you know, rather than making people decide like you decide, find out how they do make their decisions. And then, you know, at least that will give you understanding. So rather than getting frustrated with somebody, just realize, okay, they're going to want to have a reason for it, or they're going to want to look to more possibilities. So
if you're in sales and you don't know how to talk to your customers to find out how they're motivated and what motivates them and what their goals are, you're not going to be in sales for very long.
Oh, I definitely. But you know, one of the nice things is that when I do these workshops for salespeople and sales managers, they say, oh, my gosh, I've been doing this for 20 years, and now I finally understand. I now have a label to put. They just kind of realized it through trial and error, but they say, okay, now I get it.
Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Good job.
You bet.
Good information. TomAnastasi.com, folks. Check out his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.